We brought stability in the place of the erratic power situation that we inherited, which we all called Dumso. Adequate power supply is critical to the operation and success of industry, especially small and medium-scale enterprises, which provide the bulk of employment. Not only is regular supply important, but competitive rates of power are equally important. Tariff rates for non-residential users of electricity, which embrace most SMCs, have been reduced by an average of 14% to boost their competitiveness. Furthermore, an industrial development tariff has been approved for industry to enhance its competitiveness. A new rate of US$6.50 per million British thermal units, MMBTU, as against the previous rate of US$8.84 per million British thermal units, has been approved, established, a 26.5% reduction. In addition, a review of 24 power purchase agreements, which has led to the termination of 11 power deals and the rescheduling of 8 others, has enabled us to save the government treasury about $7 billion in excess capacity charges over a 13-year contract period. We also issued 7-year and 10-year CD-denominated bonds, totaling 4.7 billion CDs, which have halved the 2.4 billion energy debt we inherited and have helped improve the liquidity of the banks and the balance sheets of the SOEs in the energy sector. This year, we will consolidate these gains and ensure the flow of regular, affordable power to support the economic development of our country. Efficient management will always yield positive results. On the first working day of this year, I signed into law the 3 development authority bills and the Zongo Development Fund. Once the Zongo Development Fund and these development authorities are put into place, and this is imminent, we shall see an acceleration in the pace of developmental activity and the provision of essential social services to communities around our country in a manner that answers to the real needs of the people. Work on the creation of new regions is progressing, and the constitutionally sanctioned Commission of Inquiry, under the chairmanship of a respected retired senior judge, Mr. Justice S.A. Broby, has started the public hearings. I encourage all to bring their ideas to enrich the process. Some 38 new districts have been created, and with it, the inevitable arguments about where the capitals should be sited. I'm hopeful that things will settle down quickly and attention given to the exciting development opportunities that are coming with the new arrangements. Work is also progressing to make a reality of our manifesto promise that we will elect district, municipal, and metropolitan chief executives.